This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on News Radio WBBM. Political turmoil continues in South Suburban Thornton Township, where embattled Supervisor Tiffany Henyard is at odds with two trustees. WBBM's Rachel Pearson reports.
Thornton Township hasn't had an official board meeting in months, and it appears that trend will continue into the new year.
Our government has been gridlocked by two trustees. Trustee Chris Gonzalez, Trustee Carmen Carline.
Supervisor Tiffany Henyard posted a video on social media explaining a letter she received from two trustees saying they will not attend this week's special board meeting. Gonzalez and Carlisle say it's because Henyard scheduled the meeting without their input and didn't offer details about insurance issues that have effectively shut down government operations. Henyard calls it a conspiracy theory. Part of tonight's special meeting agenda included an item for a 100% property tax refund, but there won't be a quorum. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
This morning, negotiators for the Chicago Teachers Union and CPS will return to the bargaining table, trying to hammer out a new contract with only 3 weeks to go until the new Trump administration takes office.
While a spokesperson for Chicago Public Schools focuses on the district's response to more than 740 union proposals, CTU Deputy Counsel Thad Goodchild contrasted how the union sees negotiations going.
The CTU is proposing an expansion of fine arts offerings, world language courses, and sports programming. Conversely, CPS is proposing to expand the number of standardized tests that elementary school students have to take.
The two sides remain at odds over a union proposal to increase planning time for elementary teachers, a move the district says will cut into instructional time. CTU accuses CPS of moving slowly with talks after a judge found CEO Pedro Martinez, who the Board of Ed voted to remove, has a protected interest to continue participating. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A 25-year-old man is dead and two others hospitalized after a shootout during a confrontation in the Pilsen neighborhood early today. Police say the three were involved in a dispute near Paulina and Cullerton when they began shooting at each other. The 25-year-old was pronounced dead after being taken to a hospital. His name has not yet been released, but the medical examiner's office says he's from Cicero. Two other men are hospitalized. One is in critical condition and the other is in good condition. Chicago police are still looking for the hit-and-run driver that left a 90-year-old man seriously injured over the weekend. Police say the man was crossing the street along the 6000 block of North Broadway around 5:45 Saturday afternoon when he was hit by a gray or silver 2005 Chevy Equinox. The man is hospitalized in critical condition. Police say the hit-and-run vehicle was driven by a woman. It had a temporary license plate from Illinois and had a pink breast cancer ribbon on the back. Young people on Chicago's South Side will have access to a new community space coming to the Obama Presidential Center in 2025. WBBM's Carolina Garibay joins us live at the anchor desk with the details.
Mind, this new space is called Home Court at the Obama Presidential Center, and it's inspired by two of the former president's personal passions, basketball and building community. Now, the Obama Center says this 45,000 square foot space will feature a gym with an NBA size court, as well as flexible seating to accommodate things like sports programs, formal banquets, or community events. It will also host various programs aimed at empowering young people through learning life and leadership skills and using sports to build relationships with peers and adults. Reporting live at the Anchor Desk, Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
There is local reaction to the death of former President Jimmy Carter at the age of 100. Illinois' U.S. Congressman Mike Quigley says the nation and world owe Carter a debt of gratitude.
After he became president and after he lost, he continued to serve Habitat for Humanity and so many other issues that he'll be known for as good, just a good and decent man who continued to care about the world long after he was president.
Quigley also says President Carter was a friend to Chicago. Police say an Apple AirTag helped them solve a robbery.
Two men arrested within an hour of allegedly stealing an electric bike and beating its owner on a CTA Red Line train last Sunday. 20-year-old Christopher Owens and 44-year-old Claude Elder will remain in custody pending trial on felony counts of aggravated battery and aggravated robbery. Using an Apple AirTag placed on the stolen bike by its food delivery driver owner and CTA surveillance footage, the men were tracked by law enforcement officers to a home in the Greater Grand Crossing community where they were arrested. In court, prosecutors describe a violent robbery involving a knife and a chokehold, accusing the men of taking turns punching their victims several times in the face and body. Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A new report lists some of Chicago's most dangerous streets for drivers.
DCJ Law has compiled a list of the 50 most dangerous roads in the city based on crash frequency. Topping the list is the 1000 block of North DuSable Lakeshore Drive near Oak Street Beach. Number two is the 100th block of South Halsted Street near the Grand Motel. And the west side appears at fourth place on the list of the 50 most dangerous roads in Chicago, with the 2200 block of West Harrison Street between two technology companies. Roger Plummer, News Radio. 105.9 WBBM.
Among the new laws taking effect in Illinois with the new year is one that will make it easier for people to cancel unwanted gym memberships. Under the new legislation, people will be allowed to cancel their memberships either by email or at the gym's website. The current law requires such cancellations to be done in person or by regular mail. Time now for sports, and here's Judson Richards.
My good morning and evening. Skate at the United Center last night. Blackhawks and the Dallas Stars. First period action.
Bedard. Shot. Score! It's going to be Bedard! Bertuzzi was on the doorstep, but that could be a friendly fire goal for Connor Bedard. Bertuzzi said, I didn't get it. You go to the bench first. That's going to be Bedard's 10th. The puck is finding him, and that time the puck found the back of the net.
And that audio from ESPN, Bedard's 10th goal of the season on a power play. The only lead the Hawks would hold. They lose their fourth in a row on their way to a 5-1 loss. Blackhawks need to shake it off. They'll get a practice skate today, the friendly confines before tomorrow's Winter Classic at Wrigley against the Blues. Puck drops there at 4 o'clock. Now to college hoops. 24-ranked Illinois took no pity on a winless Chicago State team. Illini's Kylan Boswell's triple-double was only the 7th in program history. Illinois wins going away 117-64 over the Cougars. And in Evanston, Brooks Barnheiser scored and rebounded his way to his fifth straight double-double. Ty Berry made 5 3-pointers. Northwestern blows out Northeastern 85-60. Lions 49ers, your Monday night football game tonight. You got Bulls action as well, matching up against the Charlotte Hornets at 6 o'clock. With sports at 16:46, Judson Richards, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A suburban county is dealing with two serious bird issues.
Police in the South Suburban Village of Manteno in Kankakee County say they've had several reports of dead geese in the area. To add to the problem, that county's animal control is confirming there appears to be a high number of bird flu cases that can impact humans and pets. The Illinois Department of Public Health is offering advice if you do come across a dead or sick bird. Precautions include using disposable waterproof gloves or an inverted plastic bag to pick up the dead bird. And once disposed of, wash your hands with soap and water or use hand sanitizer. Varon Black, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The mystery over who bought Michael Jordan's mansion is now solved.
Everyone loves Michael Jordan, but no one wanted to buy his house. Or rather, those few who could afford to buy it chose not to until now. The Lincoln Journal Star reports John Cooper, a native of Lincoln, Nebraska, is the one who bought the North Suburban Highland Park home of Bulls Hall of Famer Michael Jordan back on December 10th. Cooper is a Chicago real estate executive. He paid $9.5 million for the home. That's less than a third of Jordan's original asking price for the mansion, which sat on the market for more than a decade. Cooper tells the Journal Star he is keeping the iconic 23 on the front gate. Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago journalist, attorney, and supporter of the arts, Bonnie McGrath has died. CBS News Chicago reports McGrath died on December 22nd, 3 days before her 74th birthday. McGrath won dozens of major journalism awards, worked as a prosecutor, and also ran unsuccessfully several times to be a Cook County judge. She is survived by her mother, brother, daughter, and longtime partner. A private service has already been held.
CBS News special report. Jimmy Carter's death has retired CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer remembering Carter's rise to power.
He basically came out of political nowhere to win the White House. To some, he was seen as a liberal, and he was socially liberal on many issues. He was also pro-business, but also concerned about the environment.
Carter friend and advisor Stuart Eisenstadt on his presidential achievements.
His deregulation of all transportation modes, airlines bringing air travel to the middle class, railroads, trucking, telecommunications, which made possible the whole cable revolution, just absolutely changed the entire dimension of our economy.
Many say Carter was a better ex-president. His take in 2014.
In my opinion, I did the best I could when I was president. I'll let history judge the result of what I did.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Peter King.
Jim Edgar is sharing his thoughts on President Carter. Correspondent Dave Dahl spoke with the former Illinois governor.
Edgar was a fan of the man Carter defeated, Gerald Ford, and wasn't too impressed with the old peanut farmer.
The real reservation I have come from outside that has never experienced a certain level of government and then to be head of it.
Being governor of Georgia doesn't count.
Well, it's better than coming from being a developer and have things go bankrupt, but it hurt him that he had not had any federal government experience.
While praising Carter's post-presidential life, Edgar said he did not merit a second term, adding, though, you can't make much impact as a one-term president. At the Illinois Capitol, Dave Dahl, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The new year will include a big change in health insurance for Illinois residents.
The Health Care Protection Act is aimed at safeguarding patients and their doctors from predatory insurance practices. It cracks down on step therapy, which forces patients to try cheaper treatments first, even if their doctor recommends something else. Governor Pritzker spoke after signing the bill into law back in July.
For too long, shoddy networks, price gouging, and overly complicated bureaucracies have stood in the way of our families getting the care that they deserve. With my signature, Illinois is addressing and rectifying that problem.
The new law also blocks insurers from requiring pre-approval for emergency mental health care and gives the state more power to regulate premium hikes. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.